So, we have now reached a climax of the statement of the synthesis of knowledge and action. Having said this, now Arjuna raises a question. Yah ayam yoga tvaya proktaha samyena madhusudana etasya aham na pashyami chancharatvat sthitim stiram. This is in verse number 33. Yah ayam yoga tvaya proktaha samyena madhusudana. O Madhusudana, O Lord, that which has been spoken of by you, proktaha, ayam, yoga, this yoga which has been spoken of by you, samyena, with a synthesis, the synthetic knowledge that you have given me, etasya aham na pashyami, chancharatva sthitim sthiram. What you say is attained only when the mind is still. But the mind is so restless. Because of the restlessness of the mind, I don't see how this is attainable. This is his question. All that you are saying is fine, wonderful. But how to attain it when the mind is so stable, unstable? And then he continues with this question. Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna, pramati balavad dridam, tasya aham nigraham manye, vayoho eva sudushkaram. Just as it is difficult to control vayu, the winds, similarly mind is also like the wind. Chanchalam hi manaha, this mind is so restless. Pramathi balavadrudam, tasyaham nigraham manye sudushkaram. To control it is sudushkaram. It is extremely difficult, not only dushkara, sudushkaram. It is very difficult. Tasyaham nigraham, the control of it, I find it to be very difficult. Now, in every formula, Sri Krishna answers that question. It's a very brief answer, but full of terms, because these two words which he uses are the answer, namely abhyasa and vairagya. He says it is difficult, but by two processes you can control the mind, by abhyasa, practice. Even if you fall, rise again. Fall, rise again. Do not feel guilty that you have fallen down. Manaha chanchalam eva. Mind is restless, so don't worry. If you fall, don't worry. But rise again, abhyasena. And then vairagya. Gradually you will discover that the meaning of the world is not what we think it is. Our sense of meaning in the world is egoistic, selfish, narrow, something that is concerned with immediate gain. If you rise above these immediate interests and see the real meaning of it, in which you see that the whole world is for the enjoyment of the Lord, not of me. And I can enjoy the world only insofar as I participate in the joy of the Lord. Ishavasyam idam saram yatkincha jagatyam jagat. This is the great statement of Ishavasya, which is a translation of this statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Your real vairagya arises from here, that all this belongs to the Lord, and the moment you see it is Lord's, our selfish interests all disappear. But it doesn't mean therefore you cease to be active or you cease to enjoy, no. But that enjoyment will be of a different kind. It will be full of vairagya. Vairagya towards all that is selfish and egoistic. That is why Vishvapanishad also says, tena tyaktena bhunjitaha. You enjoy, but by renunciation, by vairagya. Ma vridaha kasya svidhanam. Do not covet somebody's wealth as if it is yours. The moment that coveting goes away, then you can really enjoy everything. Because the world is nothing but a constant coming in. It is we think that now it is gone, lost, finished. But the real nature of the world is that there is no vacuum anywhere. We think it is lost, it is gone. It is a false view. Real thing is, there is fullness everywhere. And fullness is taken out of fullness, fullness remains. Fullness is added to fullness, fullness remains. Such is the nature. Ishavasyam idam. If the Supreme Lord is everywhere, where is the vacuum? When you realize this, then the mind becomes full of stability. Abhyasena tu kunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. So Sri Krishna affirms the doubt of Arjuna, says, asamshayam mahabaho mano durnigraham chalam. You are right, hey mahabaho, O Arjuna, asamshayam, doubtless, manaha durnigraham chalam. It is so restless, it is very difficult to control it. But, tu means but, abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. But the mind can be made to be stabilized by practice and by vairagya, detachment.